Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, today I wanted to be able to share with you on the original intent, is what we call it. An original intent is we're going to go back to the original intent of the church and the original intent of America. And there's nothing more important than to go back and find out, you know, what was the original intent. I know with Vine Fellowship Network, we always are doing things to remember how we got here and what did God say. And we engrave everything means something because we have a tendency to forget.
Right.
And especially when we all move on, the next generation moves on, they need moments. He said, do this so that your next generation can look at this and they'll ask you a question. What does this mean? And then we'll be able to tell them what it means. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything in VFN, everything, you know, because I have a tendency sometimes to forget, but I can't forget because everywhere right. you look, you know, because so many things are happening mm-hmm. and I don't ever want to forget every single thing that the Lord told us. And one of the original intents is the church. You know, you think about the church. The church is so important. It's the body of Christ. It's not an organization. It's not a corporation. It's not, in America, they would call a nonprofit corporation. That's just something that's just recognizing, you know, what already is already. And we'll actually have some more about that in the future from John Stenberger. But the church is actually the body of Christ. It's those that accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. It's those that said that, you know, I want to make you the Lord of my life. And we just cry out to God and we say, you know, Lord, I'm a sinner. I've fallen short. You know, I want you in my life. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Would you be the Lord of my life? And of course he says yes, but not only that, he moves into your heart. And the kingdom of God begins like a small mustard seed, if you would, in your heart. And as you grow more in God and you're discipled in God, that just grows larger and larger, and more of you gets turned over to the ways of God. You find out, man, that's what I was actually created for. And the first thing that he tells us in Matthew chapter 6, 33, he tells us that once the first thing you do as a believer is you seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need, and he talked right prior to that, the everyday needs, will be provided for you. And you think about that. It's so important that you know, one of the original intents of God from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden, and, you know, all the way through the revelation of God and Jesus Christ, is that he wants to be with us. He wants to hang out with us. You know, we say the word abide quite often. And what we're talking about is just remaining with God and hanging out with God and God hanging out with you. And you're talking about your day and all these, that awesomeness. But if we actually if our mindset is that God's not with me unless I'm in this building, no matter what a building is, whether it's a house, whether it's a stucco building, whether it's a storefront building, whether it's a Crystal Cathedral building, you know, if we identify the church as anything other than human beings, we begin to we're shifting the original intent. It's not, how could it be? I mean, you know, America is just a brand new country. You know, most other countries have stuff in their garage sales that are older than our entire country.
Yeah.
You know, and so understanding that, you know, everything that anybody's doing for the Lord, it's just awesome what's happening, but we got to be careful that we don't shift, you know, the original intent. You know, even with Gideon, when God raised up Gideon to deliver his people and Gideon's army, that they even began to shift crediting God for delivering them to Gideon, and then from Gideon to actually Gideon's clothing, basically, that he wore. They actually began to worship the ephod. And it was just, we'll talk more about that maybe in a future talk. But understand that that's a tendency of men. Men have a tendency to shift. And so we have to make sure that we don't shift. We have to find what's God's original intent. Because you could be totally miserable mm-hmm. because you have left the original intent. Because the original intent is that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He wants to hear about your day. And he wants you to seek his kingdom. He don't want you to seek, you know, programs and men's philosophies. You know, he talks about men's philosophies, you know, in Colossians. He says, you know, don't be held captive by men's philosophies. And you end up getting held captive by them, you know, programs and all these different things that actually take place. But he says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, he says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophies, which depends on human traditions and the basic principles of this world rather than Christ. Let me read that again. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophies, you know, concepts, ideas, you know, which depends on human traditions. This is the way we've always done it. And basic principles of this world. You know, didn't you hear what the board of directors said? Board of what? And where do you find that in the Bible? And rather than Christ. And so what happens is we end up going to those things instead of to Christ, that they went to the ephod and the clothing of Gideon. You know, it's just the tendency of it. And so he says, seek first the kingdom of God. And so, you know, God wants to dwell with us in our day-to-day life. He wants to be with us at our workplace, but he wants to be with us. This is going to be a shocker. He wants to be in your home with you. He wants to be, it doesn't, listen, put all the arguments aside that men's philosophies and traditions might say. Why would he not want, if he loves you and he does, and if he died for you and he did, and if he gave his son for you and he did, and he actually, his eyes are upon you and he's interested in you and you are important enough to die for, and that he wants to live with you. You remember when Israel was coming into the promised land, he says, I'm going to give you houses that you didn't build. And he's going to dwell with you. And he said, if you find mold in the houses, you know, try to get it out. Bring the priest in and try to get it out. Do some simple steps. But if it doesn't work, then tear it down. Well, when you start bringing God, when you want God into your home, when you bring God into your home or you invite God into your home, it's better said, then you start finding out, you know, there's mold in your walls. You start finding out that the ways that you did things and the way that you do things or things that you accepted and that, you know, idols and you know, media choices or just things that you may, you know, that other people in your home that didn't respect God and didn't honor God, things that they were doing in your home. And so you have to start, you know, those things get in conflict with each other. But when you bring the kingdom of God in your home, you find out how much kingdom's in your heart.
That's right.
You know, when God starts showing up, because I mean, who doesn't, you know, how many people wanted Jesus to heal them?
Everybody
wanted to be healed. Everybody wanted, you know, hey, he's gonna pray over these loaf of breads. It's gonna multiply.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned around and said, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of this." And so he began to leave me, and they left. And so understanding that it's not wrong for you to go through these transitions of saying, you know, ooh, I found out how small the kingdom is inside of me because I chose not to grow it, but when you begin to the original ten is that not only is the kingdom of God in your heart, but in your day-to-day life, you know, God's way of doing things, king's dominion, kingdom, is where King Jesus has dominion over all these aspects of your life. And because he loves you, this is what you do because you want to and vice versa. But you're really going to find out with that how much kingdom is in your heart when you bring the kingdom in your home. And then you'll find out how much kingdom is in your family's heart. When you do that, it's like this big conflict that happens. It's like bam, and it's like it's in so many. It's kind of good to know where you are. It's like, for example, if you're struggling with, you know, trying to borrow money and you have a lot of debt and you're borrowing more money than you can pay off, you know, like America.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like good at some point just to face the fact that you're broke, because if you can face the fact that you're broke, you can start from zero. But if you keep trying to carry this thing out, you know, sometimes you can actually think you got money, but actually Visa had money and they loaned it to you, you know, and then you end up with this rude awakening down the road. And so, you know, bringing the kingdom into your home, it helps us all know where we're at. It helps us know where we're at when we bring God into our home. It helps us know where our marriage is at. It helps us know where our kids are at. And then you can begin to minister accordingly. You begin to be discipled accordingly. But what's worse, to actually not know that, you know what I'm saying? Never know where you or your family or where you are with God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are religious. Come on. I mean, there's a lot of people who are religious.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is religion ain't going to get you to heaven.
Sure won't.
It's not going to get you to heaven. Being healed is not going to get you to heaven. Talking about Jesus is not going to get you to heaven.
Mm-mm.
He says, seek first the kingdom of God. And so with that, I mean, if we're ashamed to bring his kingdom into our marriage, We're ashamed to bring his kingdom into our home. If we just want to fool ourselves and say, you know, everybody's going to a better place, and then we all end up, everybody went to that, you know, not necessarily a better place, then, you know, it's foolish to do that. Why not find out where you are? And one of the original intents that I just want to share about is about the kingdom of God, right, is understanding that begin that journey, begin to pray. Say, Lord, I want your kingdom in my home. I want your kingdom in my heart. If right now your way of doing things in my life is like a mustard seed that needs to grow into a larger harvest, just begin to ask God, you know, get rightly related to an abiding group of believers, you know. If you're not presently connected, you know, to an abiding group of believers that abide with God and believe in discipleship, find one, you know, VFN family. Go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, and maybe you can join one of the churches that are scattered across the lands, and they're all about, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, coming in and that journey, and we're all in different places in that journey. But realize it's a good eye-opening moment, because you're thinking, oh my goodness, when you start to bring God's presence into your workplace, and you have all these people who said that they love Jesus and they go to church, but then all of a sudden, then you start seeing weird things happen in your workplace. What you're doing, you're seeing things in strongholds and in second heaven, you know, Ephesians 6 and 12. You're looking at things just begin to just manifest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And don't panic. Just realize, oh my goodness, I'm glad about the kingdom here. God, what do I do with this? And he says, take authority over it. And continue to preach the word. It's going to cost you some. This is what the kingdom cost you. Everything.
Everything.
But we've already made that. It cost Jesus his life, right?
That's right.
And it's supposed to cost us our own. And realize that it may cost you real talented people. It may cost you a relationship. It may cost you a lot of things. But the price in the long run is totally worth it, right?
That's right.
You know, because what's the alternative, right?
There isn't one.
On our travel, the alternative is not to go with God, you know,
exactly.
And that would be a major faux pas. You don't want to do that.
No, definitely not.
You know, and so he says, unless you love me more than you love, and you can list everything, you can have no part of me. And that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. So I want to encourage you today in this original intent to begin to think about, you know what, I got to begin to seek the kingdom of God. God's way of doing things, king's dominion. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and it's his way of doing things. It's the kingdom, the king's dominion in our life, in our way that we handle our finances, the way that we handle our relationships, the way we handle ourselves. And listen, there's grace and mercy for that. There's grace and mercy, and it begins like infant stages of learning and growing and maturing in God. You call that discipleship. Jesus said, make disciples. And that's what we're called to do. Disciples are those that know Jesus' teaching and they follow his teaching. The kingdom of God. Begin to say, you know what? I'm going to seek the kingdom of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.